Okay, now in the last session, we just did a quick review, really, about why the unbeliever goes to the lake of fire and those legal imputations. The imputations that God does as part of a legal process, and then why the unbeliever goes to the lake of fire.
我们前一段的课程呢，就是把上帝的三项规则哈，再做了一个整理。那也让大家更明了为什么非基督徒他们会被丢到火湖去，他是因着他们不信主耶稣基督，所以他们没有办法得到神的公义，神的完美的公义。
Okay, and that's talking about the imputation of Adam's original sin. So that's the one sin he did in the garden, and we are imputed with that, so we become part of that sin.
然后我们现在再来谈一下这个亚当的原罪啊，因着他是我们所有人类的代表，他在伊甸园所下的这个有罪的决定呢，让我们也代表我们会可能会有同样，不是可能就一定会有同样的原罪。
What else we also inherited from Adam? It was the sin nature. This is different. So the Adam's original sin and the sin nature are two very different things.
原罪呢，又跟我们另外一个罪性是很不一样的事情，所以我们也要来解释这个差异性。
So the next part of our study, we're going to be looking at the sin nature, and we're also going to be looking at emotions as well, because sin nature and emotions are part of the body, whereas the spiritual life takes place in the soul.
我们接下来的课呢，要跟大家谈的是我们人的罪性。以及我们的这个所谓情绪，这两件事情都可能是造成我们犯罪的原因。
Yeah, as I've often taught before, when we have the spiritual life, the soul, this is the seed, this is the origin of all of your decision. This is where you have your volition, actually.
但在这谈这个事情，我们要先谈一下我们的魂啊，这个魂呢，也就是我们的意志，自由意志。所在之处，所以我们来先看看我们的魂的本质。
Yeah, within your soul, you know, you have these four components which I've talked about before, and one of those components is your volition.
我们的魂的本质呢是有四个元素哈，第一个是智力、自觉、良知和意志。意志就是我们的自由意志。
Everything outside of your soul is really, that's the environment, and that's going to be testing and tempting you. So everything outside of the soul, and that includes the body itself, is part of the environment where you're going to be tested and tempted.
我们要了解就是在人的魂以外的所有的事物，包括我们的身体，它都称之为外在环境，它都是来这个所有的外在环境都是来测验我们，都是来诱惑我们，都是来考验我们的。
Yeah, the spiritual life actually takes place within the soul. So it takes place with all your thinking and obviously the decisions that you make. Are you going to make good decisions or are you going to make bad decisions?
而我们的所谓属灵的这个生命啊，全部都发生在我们的魂里面，也就是在我们所有的思维判断决定所下的各种好的决定、坏的决定，来决定了我们的属灵这个生命的状态。
And there's this constant battle going on, and it's a battle to decide: are you going to be obedient to God, or are you going to give in to the tests and the temptations which come from the outside environment?
这个整个的魂里呢，就是我们的属灵征战之处就我们受各种的环境的诱惑或者是环境的考验让我们下决定呢就是在打这一场属灵的征战。
Yeah, and the outside environment can be categorized as three main categories of tests and temptations.
而在我们的整个外在环境呢可以被分为三种外在环境那他们都提供了我们对我们所有的这个诱惑跟考验。
And the first is the sin nature.
第一个外在环境就是我们的罪性。
Okay, and this resides inside your body. It's in your human body and your DNA.
这是在我们的身体里面，是在我们的 DNA 里面。
Okay, and we've talked a lot about this, but we'll also talk today, if we have enough time, I'll be able to show you through, at least give you an introduction into the scientific nature or the scientific evidence for the sin nature.
我们今天会特别再谈一下这一块啊，尤其是可以给大家一些科学上面的证据，就是有关这个罪性这件的一些科学证据。
Okay. But when you read about the sin nature,Paul talks a lot about it in his books. These are the two common ones, the flesh or the old man. He's talking about don't go after your flesh.
然后保罗呢在他的很多经节里都有特别提到这个我们的罪性。那但是这个他用到的词常常是跟我们的所谓的肉体啊，或者是用这个所谓旧人啊，就 old man, 旧人。
Yeah, and sometimes it has the word lusts as well, and also body. He sometimes talks about the body of corruption.
然后他也会用到这个 lust 这个字，就是情欲啊，或者是 body of corruption, 就是身体的败坏的身体。
Okay, so these are terms that Paul uses to describe the sin nature being part of the cell structure of the body.
这些字眼呢都是保罗用来在讲我们这个人他会有的这个罪性，是在我们外在环境里的罪性，都是跟我们的肉体有关的。
And that's actually in the DNA of the body, which today I can probably give you some evidence of.
而这些所谓的罪性呢，它就是藏在我们的 DNA 里面。
Okay, now the other one that we have is the emotion.Now, emotions can be good or bad for us, but they can be very tempting, and they can drag you away, or they can pull you away from God's will, from God's plan.
而这个第二项呢，就是我们的情绪啊，这个情绪啊，虽然有好情绪，有坏情绪，那些不论是好坏情绪，都有可能把我们从神的计划中拉走。
Emotions have a big influence on people's lives, but you can learn to control them and then you can appreciate emotions for what they are.
而这些情绪呢，它其实对我们的属灵生命的影响非常的大，但是我们是可以练习如何的去控制它，让你可以让你自己是在控制
的。Okay, remember last week I just gave you that verse when we were finishing off. This is 2 Corinthians 6:12, and that was talking about how Paul was teaching the Corinthians, but because of their emotions, they were out of control. Sorry, that's verse 11 and 12, really.
在哥林多后书的六章十一到十二节呢，保罗有特别的在教导这些哥林多的这些基督徒们，就是他们一定要控制他们的情绪，才不会脱离神的教导。
He said our mouths were open, meaning that we were teaching you good doctrine, but as far as you were concerned, you were being controlled by your emotions.
保罗说呢，我们用口来教导你，但是呢，你却被你的情绪所控制。
And then the third influence that you have to face, this is part of the outside environment, outside of your soul, is the cosmic system. This is Satan's strategy.
那第三个在我们魂以外的外在环境呢，就是属世的系统。
Yeah, and that's all of these false ideas, the false religions, the false ideologies and politics that Satan will promote in the world. Anything that goes against God's plan.
而这个就是属世系统呢，就是撒旦所创造的啊，要来诱惑我们，要来欺骗我们的整个的世界系统。那这个属世的系统呢，它就是要让我们脱离神的计划。
For example, yeah, I mentioned religion. Yeah, Satan uses religion to distract people from the gospel message.
比如说宗教，啊，宗教就是撒旦所创造出来，要让我们与福音。不接受福音，要远离福音的一个方法。
Or he uses political systems like communism, for example, to get people to put their trust in government systems and not trust in God.
那第二个呢，就是政治系统，就比如说这个共产主义，的这个共产党、 共产政府呢，让人把他对于生命的期望依赖到政府的身上，而不是依赖在神的身上。
And even a democracy, we have these democratic nations, and they like to promote democracy, thinking that democracy is the same as freedom, but it's not. Democracy and freedom are very different ideas.
然后另外就算是民主主义啊，它也是这个民主系统呢也是有问题的、啊、很多人误以为民主代表的是自由，但实际上并不是。
Satan likes to promote things like same-sex marriage or even nowadays transgenderism, and he's saying that if you're going to be a good person, you have to allow these people their freedom for gay people to get married or for children to change their sex.
然后另外呢，就是近年来越来越被人接受的这种同性婚姻的概念，还有多元性关系的这些概念呢，它其实都是撒旦说创造出来要脱离我原本神对我们人类的美好创造。
Yeah, so that's what we call a cosmic system. Now this comes out in, for example, like 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. It says Satan is he's the ruler of the world.He's the prince of the world, controlling what's happening in the worldly system.
整个这个属世系统呢，基本上就是撒旦他来整个创造出来的一个所谓的世界观，这个世界观大部分都是与神的教导是相左的。
Yeah. Okay, now there is actually one other way, one other influence in the world. These three categories are the main ones.But if you become a great believer, that means after years and years of studying doctrine and you've got control of your sin nature, you've got control of your emotions and you understand the cosmic system and you're not deceived by it, then there is actually a fourth category of outside influence.
一个成熟的基督徒啊，他在多年的这个研读神的话语，然后很实践神的话语，然后他就能够逐渐的了解自己的罪性，然后控制得了他的情绪，同时呢能够看穿这个属世系统的这个欺骗。那当你这样成为了一个非常成熟的基督徒之后呢，是有第四种外在的魂的外在环境呢，是会来做测对你做测试的。
Yeah, now I would think that most believers don't get to experience this.Though you might get up to certain levels of it as part of the previous testing for it. But this is called evidence testing. Most believers will never get to this because most believers still, for all their life, they can never control a sin nature or their emotions and they still get deceived by the cosmic system.
好，大部分的人呢，其实都没有机会到达第四种测验。好。那因为他们光是前三个就通不过了，所以也不需要给他第四种测验了。但是如果是好的基督徒，已经属灵生命成长到相当地步的时候呢，他就有机会经历第四种测试，我们称之为验证。
Yeah, and that can actually happen from God himself. Like Abraham, he was tested by God as a great believer.Now, Satan wasn't involved in that test, but God gave Abraham the test, will you sacrifice your son to me?
就像亚伯拉罕，他就是在得到了神的一个测试，就是要他把以撒献祭的这个测试。
So in Abraham's case, we see that God was the one who was giving the test.
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕的这一个状态呢，就是他是一个很棒的信徒了，所以他有机会被神直接的做验证。
But then often Satan is the one who's administering the test. Satan is giving the test, like we see in the book of Job, for example.
但是像这种验证呢，就第四阶段的验证，常常都是由撒旦他来主责，他来扮演这个测试的主导者。就像这个约伯记里面他所受到的这个测试是非常非常困难而且高深的，测验人就是撒旦。
Yeah, and also in Matthew chapter 4, you have, for example, how Satan was testing Jesus Christ directly.
那像马太福音第四章也有特别讲撒旦直接的直接出马测试耶稣。
Now there are other categories of testing which I've mentioned in the past. For example, you have economic disaster testing. Every day, for example, now you have the COVID and things like that. And these are tests which happen in the world, but they will play on your emotions or sin nature. Because it depends on how you react to those situations, but you're going to react depending on the influence of your sin nature and your emotions or the cosmic system.
而我们要知道哈，在整个这些对我们人类，就是对我们的魂的测试呢，其实它不是一项一项来的。就像现在我们所看见的这个最近可能有的一些经济恐慌啊，或者是这个冠状病毒啊的全球性的侵害呢，它虽然是好像是来自属世世界发生的事件，但是它很明显的就会引起我们情绪上面的一些波动啊，也造成我们应该说罪性好的一个触发，所以他们就变成这三种罪性、情绪跟属世系统，等于是三个一起合作来测试我们。
For most of the outside circumstances, most of the environment around us, you cannot control that.
大部分的这样子的测试呢，我们是无法去影响到外在环境的这些事件。
You can control certain things, and for example, today is a hot day outside, but I want to be comfortable, so I sit in my office here, and I can put the air conditioning at 26. That's the temperature I like.
有些外在环境我们是自己是可以控制的哦。那比如说今天外面很热，那我坐在室内办公室里，我们打开冷气啊，你可以控制你想要的温度。像 Tim 就喜欢26度，他就把冷气环境整个空间温度弄到他自己舒适。
And that's one thing why freedom is very important actually, because you can have your own house and you can set up your house how you like it, the way that you like the curtains and the way that you like your clothes and things like that. And you know, within your house, you can have a little bit of freedom.
所以呢，有自由是很棒的，好像你在你自己的家里是可以完全控制你自己家里的状态。
But once you get outside of the house and outside of your normal environment, or even inside your house, now God could have a big storm or the electricity can cut out, and then I can't put the air conditioning on. Now there's a lot of things I cannot control.
但是也有很多事情你是无法控制的，比如说你出到门外你没办法控制，或者你即使在家里你可能电力失常，好，或者冷气坏了等等，你也没办法控制。
And the real...spiritual life is how do you react to those situations? So when you get into a situation you cannot control, for example, when there is an earthquake or when the power cuts out or when you can't afford to pay the power bill or something like this, and then what are you going to do?
有很多时候是你无法控制的外在环境，比如说地震，比如说电力失常，或者是你没钱可以付电费就没电了，这些状况发生的时候你怎么办？
It might just be a simple thing, like the husband has said to the wife, okay, I want to go out for lunch and I want to go and have noodles. And the wife says, no, I don't want to have noodles, I want to eat Italian.
哦，就好，还有一些状况是先生想要出去外头吃面条，然后呢，太太说，哦，我不想，我只想在家里吃自己煮的东西。
And the man says, no, we're going to have noodles today.
然后先生说，不，我们今天一定要吃这个面条。
Now, if she can control her sin nature, and if she controls her emotions, and if she's listening to Bible doctrine, she has to obey the husband. She says, yes, okay, let's go have noodles.
even choose different food. She has to obey her husband.
Well, that's right. I mean, but yes, maybe the next day he would say, okay, well, let's go and have Italian food. But now he says, we're going to have noodles, and she has to obey him.
所以呢，这个太太呢，在如果他有研读圣经的时候呢，他会愿意服从于他先生，跟着他先生选择他先生想吃的，然后第二天再按照他的意思吃是有可能的。对，他这样代表是他已经控制了他的这个罪性跟他的情绪。
And we're talking about believers here. You know, this is like, you know, say you have a husband and wife, they're believers, right?
所以我们现在讲的是这个先生太太都是基督徒。
So if she understands the biblical principles regarding marriage and regarding obedience to the husband, she says yes, and she'll be happy to do that.
就是如果这位这个太太基督徒她了解说神的这个规则是太太要服从先生，她就很开心的就接受了她先生的这个要求。
But if the woman has been under the sin nature, and if she's just following her emotions, and her emotions says, I want to eat Italian food, and if she's been propagandized by the cosmic system, and the cosmic system says the man and the woman are equal, and the woman should be able to do what she wants to do, she doesn't have to listen to the husband. If she's under these three things, then she will argue with the husband, and there is no peace, there's no stability, and they're failing, or she's failing in her test.
这个太太如果呢，她是没有受到教导，她就完全按照她自己的心意，想要怎样就怎样的时候呢，她基本上就会展现了这个她的罪性跟情绪，然后她就在这样的测试中，她就失败了。
It's just a simple test, but it's a test that many wives fail every day.
这听起来是一个非常简单的测试，但是我们都知道非常真实的发生在每一个家庭里，而这些太太们都在这样的测试中常常就失败了。
Now it's a test for the husband as well, because the husband knows that the wife wants to have Italian, so you know, he could also have a grace attitude and say, okay, well let's go have Italian food.
而对先生也是一个测试啊，因为这个先生他照理说应该要展现他从圣经上学到的要爱太太，以太要给付出恩典，然后他就愿意吃太太想吃的东西。
And the husband could start getting angry and start shouting at his wife. Well, now he's under the sin nature as well, so he failed the test as well.
那如果他不展现他的爱，不展现他的恩典，然后看到他太太在跟他违背他的意愿的时候呢，他开始生气，这个先生又生气又叫嚣。结果他也等于是在他整个的测试中落入罪性跟情绪之中，他也失败了。
Yeah, so they both failed their test. They're both worthless Christians, and they're both not going to get to evidence testing if they continue like that.
那这对夫妻呢，如果呢一直都是这样，他们就一直是在这样子的测试中不断的失败，根本不需要经验这个所谓的第四期最高等级的验证期，他们就已经都算失败了，就不需要经过第四期的验证。
Now just one last concept before we finish off, because I mentioned this last time as well. Remember the origin of the sin. It's not from the outside, but the origin of all sin takes place in the soul, in the volition.Now I'm talking about the origin of what we call personal sin, actually. It's personal sin.
好，我们现在再要加强的说一件事，就是叫做个人的罪。这个个人的罪呢，其实它真正的原发地就是在我们的魂中。
Yeah, so even if you have the outside circumstances, you know, you've got the sin nature that's tempting you to sin, the emotions are tempting you to make bad decisions, you have all the satanic propaganda in the world, and all of these tests and things going on, but that is outside circumstances. You do not have to make a decision to sin.
我们要理解啊，在外在的各种环境之中，好，它不断的测试我们，要让我们做一个决定，这些外在的环境它再差，我们都不需要去做一个符合外在环境的一个坏的决定。那个坏的决定是我们罪的发生。
Okay, so, and we have examples like when Satan sinned, he was in a perfect environment. He didn't have a sin nature. Everything was perfect for him, but he still sinned.
我们讲到这个所谓的外在环境都是很好的人，他一样是会做一个罪的决定，那这个最好的代表就是撒旦。好，就是撒旦他在他还是这个天使长的时候，他所有的环境都是如他的意的，他没有任何外在环境的一个测验，他依然做了最大的错的决定。
Okay, so you can think about that for your homework, that the origin of personal sin is the volition.
所以我们要理解呢，所以个人会犯罪，他真正的源头是在于他的自由意志所下的决定。
And that means you're totally responsible for every sin that you commit.
所以呢，我们要理解就是所有的罪，我们所犯的罪，它的该归责的人是谁？就是我们自己，因为都是因着我们最终下每一个事件，我们下了一个错误的决定，我们犯了罪的决定。这时候，这个个人的罪的源头绝对是我们自己，我们的意志。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
好，我们现在低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we have to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们今天有机会研读你的话语。
We give thanks that we can clearly see our role in your plan, especially as witnesses in the angelic appeal trial.
而让我们能够更清楚地看见呢，在这个属灵的征战里面，我们其实是一个非常重要的一个见证人。
We give thanks for your grace, which has given us eternal life in Jesus Christ.
我们感谢天父给我们的恩典，让我们因着耶稣基督可以得到永生。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
就得感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next Saturday, you okay for a lesson?
Saturday, fine, yes.
Okay, but then next Tuesday, you can make the announcement that I'm going to be busy, so we won't be able to have a class next Tuesday.
好，我们这个礼拜六会照常上课，但下礼拜二呢，我们要停课一次。